While I am delighted beyond belief that I no longer have an official observer practically following me into the refresher, particularly not one who looks like my dead younger brother, that doesn't mean we're not all being watched. One journalist in particular seems very keen on chatting with Jag and me. Trying to ditch him is like trying to shake a Minock off the hull. "Anyone I know? I'm so terribly fond of the press," Leia said dryly.
"You might," Jaina said. "Guy named Javis Tyr? He's gotten very popular recently, and he's been a total pain to Jag and me."
"Javis Tyr," Han said. "Average size, perfect hair, smirk that begs to be wiped off with a blaster."
"That'd be him. He was right across from the temple when Gisela came tearing out of it and fought with Basil Warv and Yakiel Savatu. He got some very clear images before Yakiel destroyed his cam droid in her fight with Gisela."
Jaina looked slightly pleased as she spoke.
"She did?" Han said. He looked impressed. "Good for her."
"The entire situation played straight into Dala's hands, right down to the press being present," Leia said. "It almost sounds orchestrated, but I don't see how that could be possible."
"No, it's just a really lousy coincidence," Jaina sighed. "Like I said, Tyr has been buzzing around me and Jag. He's almost always either near the temple or the Senate chamber."
"Ah, good old Jagged Fell. How is old Durasteel for a spine anyway?" Han asked.
"He certainly got his hands full with the moths," Jaina said.
"I should have reduced the number of moths he has to worry about when I had the chance," her father said.
Shortly after Jason's death, Han, Luke, and several Jedi Masters had confronted the moths about their role in Alana's supposed murder. Han, his heart full of grief and fury at the death of his son, even though brutal and bitter necessity had forced him to acknowledge that it had to be done, had placed the business end of a blaster to the head of the moth who clearly had been tapped to take the fall. The Jedi present hadn't stopped him from pulling the trigger. It was Han himself who made the decision to stand down, as the Masters had known he would. Now, as Han referenced the incident, his wife and daughter both knew he didn't mean the words he spoke. Oh, he definitely wished he meant it, of that Leia was certain, but that was an entirely different thing.
"He says it's like babysitting evil, intelligent children who take every advantage when the parent is away," Jaina continued.
Despite herself, Leia let out a snort of amusement.
"How very apt," she said.
"Fortunately," Jaina continued,
"at least for the moment, they're also behaving like children. There seems to be enough snarling and sniping among themselves, and the mandatory inclusion of females didn't help that, for sure. The Jag hasn't had too many outward difficulties, but it's a strain."
She shook her head.
"This conflict between the GA and the Jedi."
The turbolift had reached its destination, one of the small cafeterias, and settled to a stop. Jaina leaned forward and touched a pad to prevent it from opening immediately in order to finish the conversation. She looked earnestly up at her parents.
"Mom, Dad, it's not helping anything. Not the Jedi who are having these problems. Not the Imperial Remnant or the GA. Not the public. Not anyone or anything."
"Certainly not young love," Leia said wryly.
Jaina flushed slightly.
"Well, okay, I admit it. It isn't really conducive to romance. But Jag and I are adults, and we know our duties. Neither of us begrudges the time and effort and diligence they demand. But the extra strain of dodging first observers and then reporters, the finger-pointing, well, it certainly doesn't help."
Han slipped an arm around Leia's narrow waist and squeezed.
"I don't know about that. I kind of miss the moments when your mother and I had to steal time together."
He winked at his wife. Jaina rolled her eyes and left the doors open as her parents kissed. An apprentice, a human boy about age 5, carrying a tray heaped with a disproportionate ratio of sweets to vegetables, gaped at them. Apparently, Jaina did not want her romance to be a topic of conversation, but didn't care if her parents was. Leia didn't much care either, and patted the blushing boy's fair head as they stepped out.
"Where's the calf dispenser?" Han demanded. "And Stang, I'm starving."
"Men," Leia sighed.